Skip Gripparis.
Broke... That's all you need to say.
That's all you need to say. Skip Gripparis.
Go ahead, Bill.
That's it. Skip broke a record here for guests
LP
of our
or
show.
A 45?
No, not that sort of record, like a Guinness World Record. He's been in the green room since about this time yesterday waiting to perform for us on the show.
Well, I got to watch Maury.
Did you watch Maury?
Which I always do whenever I want to feel better about my life and feel more intelligent. Watch Maury. It works every time.
How does Connie Chung sleep with him at night?
I don't know.
Skip, did you ever see the one where there was a woman on and she was having a baby and she didn't know which of the two guys that she had dated was the father of the baby?
No, baby daddy.
No, yeah, that has never been on that show, ever. No.
It was a great episode.
Really?
Yeah, very compelling. Very compelling.
You guys were talking about nannies. I'm trying to get my wife to let me have an afternoon nanny.
What would that be like?
That discussion is not going well, I can tell
you
that.
I can imagine not.
No.
Skip and I have known each other for years. We used to do stand-up together at Zany's.
We played softball together.
Oh, we played softball together.
You were in a movie together.
Yes. Yeah. Bill, you don't know how good a softball player Bill is.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
I played with him. I was not pitching very well, and it was a charity game with radio stations, and he took me out of the game.
What?
Wendy thought the charity was letting the other team have runs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. I know his competitiveness. I know how good he is in ping pong and tennis.
Oh,
and he's not that great in softball, to be honest.
Well, I thought
with
he
you.
Was, and he had great power, and
he could hit
home runs
when he hit it.
And I was. I can't think of the word I can use on the radio, but because I play guitar, I would wear a glove.
You have to take care of your fingers.
None of the other players wore gloves, but Skip would, and everybody would make fun, but then they'd say, but that's your livelihood. You have to wear a glove.
Well, it was really more the former. They pretty just made fun of me. They didn't excuse it so much, but still.
But you would wear those long, luxurious
gloves. Yeah, it wasn't a baseball glove.
No, what your point is.
You said Jane Russell gave them to you at a garage sale,
yes.
And I said, Skip, this is
cross
inappropriate.
Cross my heart, I'm not lying.
How can I not be proud of that?
It is a pleasure to meet you. I've been a fan of yours forever.
No, you have.
Yes, I truly have.
Wow. How many years? We were trying to figure out how many years you've been doing stand-up here in town and nationwide.
35 years.
Yeah. 35 years.
That's crazy. But I've made a little, the last couple of years, I came up with a new show.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting a little bit old for the comedy club audiences.
Oh.
The early 20-somethings and so on. I'm doing satire of people way before they were born.
Yeah.
So my cousin
Bill does that every day.
So my cousin Johnny Cordigan, who fronts Two White Crew, I don't know if you ever heard of the hip hop tribute band. Yes, it's my cousin.
Oh,
so he said you ought to do a rock history show because you're almost doing that now. And I thought about it for a while. And finally, I said, "Yeah, you know, you're right." So that's what I'm doing right now. The guys who gave us rock. It's a 2-hour show plus intermission,
and it's just you,
just me.
Wow,
and his guitar,
and the guitar.
Does your guitar have a name?
No. And I'm hoping for a nanny to help me out soon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want one?
Right, exactly.
Can nannies apply live Saturday the 7th at
absolutely
Miley Swallow Hall?
Yes. Now, Bill?
In Naperville?
Do you even have to make up a joke for Miley Swallow
you
Hall?
Don't have
you
to.
Don't
you
really
know,
have
it's fun,
to.
Too.
I was going to say off the air, please don't go there.
We don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't know what you're talking about.
You go to, Naperville-rocks.com for tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful little 240-seat theater affiliated with North Central College.
Beautiful.
But it's an independent producer. Jim Love is doing it. But
when you were deciding which songs to be part of the show, what was your criteria?
Oh, man, it changed. It has gone through so many evolutions that I don't even know what I started with.
Really?
And I learned so much. People that I had never, or maybe I've heard of but didn't know much about.
Yeah.
Many songs I've never sung that are now, you know, big showstoppers or whatever. It's really been a wonderful experience, and it's what I live for. I love this show. I love doing it.
Well, back in the stand-up days, your show was always peppered with so many impressions and so many great singers, and to this day, you do the best Paul McCartney I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I still do that bit. I changed the lyrics a little bit, but I still I can't move here for Paul. I'll do a little bit.
Okay.
You know, the Beatles started really having hard feelings towards one another.
Sure.
And they're making a lot of money, but is all that money really worth it? Paul McCartney. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm so cute and appealing. The girls all are squealing. They melt when I look right or left.
John's a genius buffoon. Yoko can't hold a tune. Proving love isn't blind, it's deaf. Oh, my money, Beatles revenue. Oh, my money, gobs and gobs, it's true. Oh, my money. Oh, my money. Ooh, oh, my money. I'm so well-to-do.
Awesome. This is great.
Oh, thank you.
I think I'm coming. This is on the 7th?
It's on the 7th. Please do.
It's a history lesson.
It's right up your alley. I mean, you're kind of a musicologist.
Oh, yeah. Big time. I have a 17-year-old son who plays guitar who would love all this stuff.
Oh, bring him. Absolutely.
Oh, that would be fun. You do some Dean Martin.
Well, I sometimes do things that just to show what other music is going on while rock and roll is blooming. And 1953 is the year of the Paisan.
Why is it the year of the Paisan?
Well, no fewer than 15 Italian Americans have big hit singles.
Is that right?
On the chart. So I do a few of them, but she mentioned, who did you mention?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Dean Martin, okay. Dino Paul Crocetti.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's amore.
When a star seems to shine like you've had too much wine, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, can't you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore.
That's amore. I'm going over to the couch.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. When you were a kid, Skip, were you already figuring out when you'd watch these performers, guys like Dean Martin, were you saying to yourself, at some point in my life, this is going to make sense. This, what this guy's doing now will pay off for me at some
Never.
Point. Never really.
Never. I kind of had a knack of doing voices.
Yeah.
Never dreamed that I would do it professionally.
Wow.
And I don't know what started. I think it, in the early 80s, I got a telephone answering machine.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, let's be cute. Let's do a voice, you know, let's do answer the phone in a certain character.
Sure.
Yo, this is Rocky.
You know, or whatever.
Right.
And people going, wow, that's incredible. I thought, ooh, let's add this to my music act. I was doing a solo music act to pay my way through Lewis University in Romeoville.
Mm-hmm.
I got a degree in speech and theater. And so I sort of combined my new comedic acting skills with my music and my, you know, my comedy act.
And there it is.
And there it is.
That's beautiful.
It's so good. Bill was so good at stand-up. Did you ever see him do stand-up?
I did. And what I liked about Bill, so wickedly funny and never had to work blue ever.
Right.
Didn't have to. Chose to, but didn't have to. Take this money, Bruce. I got some surprises up my sleeve.
Do you know his joke with the mic stand?
I don't know if I know that.
Can I tell him?
I don't know if it would make sense anymore.
No. Well, he would do it right before bringing me up, which is always great.
That's the best time.
And he'd accidentally back up into his microphone. He said, "Oh, I thought it was Karen Carpenter for a minute there."
Oh my God.
And now here's your headliner, Skip Graparis.
I did that as a bridge into the world of music.
Yeah, exactly. It was
That's
perfect.
What
it
was. That was perfect, actually. Yeah,
you know what was worse than that? My good friend Tim Gingras.
Tim Gingra.
Gingra, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the French pronunciation.
I'm French.
Yes. Oh. One night, he gets up to introduce me. He's the MC. He said, "I just want to let you know that Harry Carey just fell and hit his head on the table and is probably going to die. Here is your headliner, Skip."
Oh,
my
no.
God. Are you
That's
kidding me?
That's not going
to
work.
No.
That's pretty bad. That's worse than the Karen Carpenter joke.
Wait, who would say something like that?
It wasn't a joke, though. It really it was really happened.
It was legit.
Yes.
Skip Graparis has a huge show coming up on Saturday the 7th. That's this Saturday at 7:30.
Yes, it is.
At Miley Swallow Hall. Please, no jokes. It's located in Naperville. You want to go to naperville-rocks.com for tickets or visit Skip's own website, skipgraparis.com, spelled the way you think, COM. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Skip Graparis is here. He's an actor. He's a musician. He's an impressionist. He works weekends at Nordstrom's Rack. if you're ever in the area.
Thank you, Bill.
Stop by. We've
got a special going on this weekend.
There's a special.
I'll be there.
Oh, I don't know what it is exactly.
You don't have to say.
Handbags.
Wow, that'd be a nice special. This Saturday is a big day. If you're a fan of Skips, go see him in Naperville at the Miley Swallow Hall. Naperville-rocks.com has all your ticket information, and then Skip's own website, skipgreparis.com.
Come see it, even if you hate me.
Even if you don't like Skip at all, it's still a good show.
It is.
Do you have that happen a lot? People come in
They're kind enough to not tell me when they come that they hate me. But, you know, Bill and I did Major League together. And, Bill, you know, you were in between acting. You were warming up the crowd scenes, weren't you?
Yes, I did.
That had to be wild.
That was fun.
Now, There's a character in Major League, Ricky Vaughn, who has his own theme song, which is
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
By the Trogs.
Yes,
right?
1966.
Wild Thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing, a wild thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. I love you. You move me. I mean it. Wild thing.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
How many songs and performers are in the show, Skip?
About 75
wow.
songs.
Wow.
I do, but I do about 90 impressions.
Yeah.
Everybody from good evening, it's Don Pardo to, you know, just I do about 90 impressions.
That's amazing.
And,
that's quite a
night. Speaking, not all rock and roll people, but it's quite a challenge. Vocally, whew, man.
That's the amazing part, it's got to really mess with your...
And to be able to do an impersonation of someone is one thing, but to sing the impersonation and play guitar, you're quite a talent.
Well, thank you. It feels natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something. You guys know who Gene Pitney is?
Of course, yeah. Town Without Pity.
Well, Gene, right? Great singer-songwriter. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Gene, unfortunately, was known to imbibe a bit of the bubbly.
Yep.
When you're young and so in love as we, and bewildered by the world we see, how can we keep love alive? How can anything survive when these little minds tear you into? What a town without pity can do. No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity.
Now, at this point,
yes,
Gene is so schnockered.
Yes.
He wanders too far forward.
Oh, no.
Falls completely into the dark orchestra pit.
Yeah.
I mean, vanishes. Stunned silence.
Yeah.
A few awkward moments pass. Then a miracle. Slowly, Gene's head appears above the railing. Can do. He finishes the song.
That's a pro.
That is rock and roll,
That's
my friend.
That's a professional.
Is that a true story?
True story. My friend Murray Weiner, who is a booking agency, saw it in person and relayed it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Skip, the thing that was most impressive then and now is the average singer has an octave range of approximately...
I don't know what the average singer has.
Maybe an octave and a half?
Could be.
Does that sound about right? Yours is...
On a good day, 3.5.
3.5.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
On a bad day, 3.25.
That's the variance.
That's the variance. Quarter of an octave.
Yeah.
So how much, where are we time?
We're almost out of time, but there was one in particular.
I want to do this for Wendy.
Can you do this for us?
I can do it. By the way, did I mention how much I love your guys' show?
Oh, you're very nice.
Wendy is so wonderful, and she's so revealing about herself. And Bill is one of the funniest guys I have ever known. And your chemistry is off
Thank
the charts.
You.
Anyway, Wendy requested some Doors.
Yes.
The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire.
find out we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Yeah, you know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Try to set the night on fire. Try to set the night on fire.
He is the Lizard King, and he can do anything. He's Skip Gripperis. The name of the show is The Guys Who Gave Us Rock. It's coming up this Saturday at Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. Go to his website, skipgripperis.com, or their website, which is naperville-rocks.com. All your ticket information is there. Great to see you, Skip.
Great to
Thanks
see you,
for coming
Bill.
By.
Nice to meet you, Wendy.
Nice to meet you. The tickets are $15 and $20. Do I get to choose which to pay?
Yes, you only you. Only you
Everybody
get to
else, no. Ch-
Everybody else, no.
Wendy does not. All right,
I really think I have to take my son Michael to see this.
Oh, yeah. I'll be looking for you.
All right,
thanks.
Cool.
Thanks, Skip. We'll
Happy
take,
New Year.
Happy New
Year.
Take a quick break and find out what Ron and Ann have next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.